Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I'm sure this will come as no shock to any parent out there to hear that having twins can prove a much bigger financial hit to your purse. But this research out today from Twins Trust and Per Capita actually shows that parents of twins or triplets are paying almost €24,000 more in the first year of their child's birth compared to those who had two babies in succession. Alison is with me on the line in Meath. Alison, you are the mum of twins. Is it really that expensive?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty expensive. And I suppose it is. I'd agree that it's different in terms of how it plays out than having, you know, let's say a toddler and a baby, or, you know, two different aged kids as they grow. I'll talk you through it. I kind of made a couple of points here for myself. So, like, I think the first thing, obviously, when you have babies, like the big purchases. So, you know, your first baby, you're going to buy probably the good cot, the good buggy, the good car seat or whatever. And I suppose most parents, you know, if you're having more than one, you choose to and you can, that will trickle down through the other kids. So, you know, you're kind of buying it once, but you're buying something good, and you know you're going to recoup that cost over the next baby or the next two or three. Where with twins, you're going to have to buy two equally good things at the start, all in one go. And you can't, you know, you can't survive on hand-me-downs from older kids. We had two older children when we had our twins.
Okay.
But you still don't have enough of everything. So you still have to buy again. And then we subsequently had another little girl. And even then you don't feel you're getting the value, because only one thing can pass down to her. So the way you usually feel it's quite sustainable, because you buy the good things and they go down. It doesn't really work to survive on hand-me-downs. And it also doesn't work to pass all your stuff down to, you know, if you have a child after them.
It must be a huge hit, though, for people, Alison, who maybe have twins as their first.
Oh, 100%. Because everything, at least we had one of things, do you know what I mean? And we had one girl and they were twin girls. So we had some clothes. Obviously, you still have to supplement. But yeah, first baby twins, you know, everything you're doing twice. And you're not prepared for that. You know, you may have been preparing to have a baby and putting money aside, but no one's really prepared for that moment when they go, it's two. Sometimes it's a car change. It's, you know, or people who were thinking, I'll get away with walking, or I'll get away without a car. So there's big, big things that have to change that maybe don't with a singleton. And then I think it's your child care. So, you know, everyone kind of goes on about the cost. Obviously, the baby room, first of all, is getting places. And then if you do get a place, the baby room is the most expensive place to have a child. So most people will have, you know, you might have your older toddler in ECC or maybe has gone to school. So you're only managing one kid, paying those exorbitant prices. But we had one in school, one in ECC, and then two in the baby room. And it was unfeasible for me to stay in my post, because you just were paying everything to the creche. And then I suppose the other thing that lots of people, you know, if you're privileged enough to have a grandparent maybe who says they'll step in, or even step in for some of it, you know, I think a lot of our parents, they might manage a baby, or they might manage a baby and a toddler, where the toddler can be directable, can put on their clothes, or might be in preschool. But like for grandparents to take on two babies, you know, of maybe 6-9 months a year when mom or dad go back to work, like that's really, it's a huge amount to ask, I suppose, at the age that grandparents are. So I think lots of people are not able to get by on that family help that maybe parents of a singleton might be able to. So you're, you know, it really is hard, and you don't have that chance to earn your savings back before you have another baby go into the baby room. It's everything is coming at you at once.
Yeah, the costs continue to add up by the sounds of it. What about you, David? You're the dad of twins.
Yeah, well, I agree with everything Alison has said, but one thing that caught us on the hop was that we bought the double buggy, and it was a big tank of a thing, and basically it wouldn't fit through the front door. So we had to get the house modified so we could come down the side entrance in the buggy and have the back door open so that we could bring the buggy in, particularly if it was raining or something like that. You'd want to have to lift the covers and have one child getting wet while you lifted the other one into the hallway. The child seats were an issue because, again, when your children are newborns, you tend to sit in the back with them. So trying to squeeze the two child seats and mammy or daddy in the back seat, we end up buying a different car. So from that end of it, it was tricky. Alison mentioned about the grandparents, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the hand-me-downs, we couldn't take any hand-me-downs. And when we were passing them on, you were kind of left with one big pile of some stuff and others. But it really racks up when they start going to school, because now you're into just something as simple as two school bags, two sets of books, two uniforms. Inevitably, they come home and they all have growth spurts at different times. So one lot fits and one lot doesn't. Shoes, we seem to spend, we should have got staff discounts in some of the shoe shops we were going in and out so often. But that would be the thing. I mean, the clothing, particularly from that sort of 0 to maybe 4 or 5 age group, they just seem to almost eat it. They go through it so quick. They're growing up so quick. Now, we did pass a lot of it on. But again, you were constantly trying to do that. But when they got to school then, suddenly, school tour, you had to buy two of them. Or, you know, when they got older again, they got in transition years.
It's never ending, David, is it? 600
quid. It didn't. But, you know, they're adults now, so they can carry on. But that was the thing that, as I say, it was the child seats, the clothing, you could anticipate them, but it was the little things. I mean, I remember going round, the boogie we got was wider than most footpaths. Now, the two kids were sitting there, you know, side by side. They went front and back, which is probably what we should have done. But we got the boogie because we could go on the beach with it. It had big chunky wheels. But there was lots of times then, particularly when Egypt's park on the footpath, you can't get the double boogie up and down, you know. But, double boogie. And then, again, that wore out pretty quick as well. Even the manual handling of lifting that in and out of the car. So you could click the child seat out, put the kids into the back of the car, then have to dismantle the buggy and put it into the boot and then try and do your shopping or whatever else. But the other thing is this, the small stuff like nappies. You know, you could go through a hell of a lot of nappies in a particular week, particularly when they were very small. And if they were any way ill or anything else, you went through the nappies twice as quick. And, you know, the small stuff like Calpol and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You just constantly had to have a supply of it on hand.
It's funny, you know, Alison, listening to you when you're talking about all of the different things, but it never would have entered my head that you'd have to consider making changes or actual, you know, adapting the house in some way structurally.
Yeah, we're actually lucky our double buggy does fit through the door. But yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I suppose I wanted to mention that people mightn't have thought of is, like, you know, I suppose illnesses like ours got bronchiolitis when they were about 7 weeks. And I suppose obviously it's so easy for one to give it to the other. So they were both in hospital. And if we hadn't got them, we were like at the 11th hour, the last available day that you could put them onto your health insurance.
Yeah.
You should have seen the hospital bills in 2 weeks in hospital for both of them. And you're much more likely with twins, I suppose, to have the two of them unwell at the same time. So, and we were obviously privileged that we had health insurance and that we somehow remembered to do it. But I mean, you would have been, I don't know, we'd still be paying that off to this day if we hadn't got that. So that's another one. And then just timing. It's like, you know, the way people will go, okay, oh, let's get to the zoo because they're free under three. But like yours will always be your holiday because their plane seats are, you know, free before they're two. So you might always have one that you have to pay for and one you don't. But twins, they're always going to hit those things together. So as soon as you're holidaying and they're over two, the two of them are over two. So it's stuff like, I think it's the timing that people don't think of, that everything kind of comes at once rather than in stages the way it does for, you know, definitely was different when we had the older two. It seemed much easier to go, okay, well, that was a horrific cost. Now let's go back and save again for because we know it's coming for the second one.
Did you have that, David, with yours? Were your twins, were they the eldest in the house or where did they fall?
Oh, they were the eldest and they were the only ones in the house.
They were it.
But you're right on the medical stuff. I mean, I remember having to bring both of them to the paediatrician, even though there was an issue with just one of them. And she just said, I better check this guy hasn't got the same thing the first one had. And you were kind of, oh, okay. Now, you know, that was technically two visits. So it was two bills. And I remember thinking at the time, God, that's a bit, you know, Irish. But yeah, the VHI cover was certainly something you'd have to get with twins as they get older and start playing GAA and breaking this and bruising that. But the medical stuff, yeah, they were healthy. We were lucky and we were in, as Alison said, in a privileged position where we could afford it. But
no looking back, though, David. As you said, they're adults now.
They're adults now. They've been educated. Yeah. They've gone through the whole thing. I've absolutely no regrets. I'm very proud of both of them. And so from that end of it, but it was the little things that tripped you up,
yeah.
as I say, you know, going in, the back door really blew me when I said, for the want of 3 or 4 inches, you know, and we didn't want to get a different buggy, you know, because we had spent a lot of time trying to get it. I remember going over to the shop, they liked to buy the cots and get 2 cots, and this poor car at the time was nearly laden down with the stuff coming out, but 2 mattresses. We were able to suffice with 1 changing table. I don't really remember them. The little, you pull out the drawer and had the nappies and the cream and all that in it, and you could. But that felt like it was a never-ending cycle. By the time you got 1 clean and organised. But the thing was, I remember going to a meeting one time, and it was called the Twins and Multiple Births Association. I don't know whether it still goes. But we arrived, and there was 20 sets of twins. Now, when you see the family pulling up with 3, and in 1 case, 4. They had adapted a car where they had a big roof box on the top that the buggy more or less came out like some sort of robot arm and dropped this buggy down with 2 seats in front, 2 seats at the back, and the 4 babies got into it. You know?
Unbelievable.
I do know from our local school at the time, every single class in the junior school, so that's junior infants, senior infants, first and second class, had twins in it. So there must have been something in the water at that stage. But,
back 20-odd years ago. Interesting text in from Joe just finally, who says, I had my second one when my second baby when my first was 18 months old. More or less had to buy 2 of everything as well, as they were both still 2 babies. They're 1 year behind each other in school, so they can't even share books. At least with twins, you get the children's allowance by 3. I don't know, that's hardly the case, Alison, is it?
Yeah, you do. You got 3 children's allowances for the 2 of them. Yeah, you do.
How?
That's just the allowance. When you have twins, that's what they award you. So you got 3.
You got 3 by children's allowance. There
2.
You go.
So the listener was spot on. To try and mitigate those costs. But I do. Maybe I don't. I don't have any that tight apart. But I think it is generally a thing in the twin community that we roll our eyes when people say, oh, I have Irish twins, it's the same thing. You're like, it really
it's absolutely not. Yeah, I can tell from the text coming in from listeners today. As one says, I always thought it would be great to have twins and just sort of get over that baby stage in one go. But listening to Alison and David today, I never quite realised the costs associated with it. That's the survey. €24,000 more in the first year of the baby's life. That is the kind of money you're looking at. Alison and me, David in Dublin, thanks a million for getting in touch with us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.